And today, a very special edition. There's some turmoil in the world, and everybody's asking why. Why are these people out in the street? What do they want? What's going on? Then on the other hand, people are asking, hey, what the hell happened, man? We used to be a prosperous country with money, jobs, didn't cost nothing to go to school. And guess what happened? Now, kids are getting out of school with $100,000 debts. Can't get health care unless you're a millionaire. And it seems that the Wall Street folks crashed the economy, whether on purpose or not, with the help of the politicians. And here we are being told we're broke, we can't afford health care, and can't afford anything else. And we're so much in debt that we have to cut all the social services so they can pay off the debt that they incurred. So the kids got in the street, and it's called Occupy. And there's one burning question that we're all wondering. Where y'all at?
To speak the language the people are speaking, especially when you see the havoc it's wreaking. Even the rap game started out critiquing. Now it's all about killing and freaking. All you 60s radicals and world beaters, righteous revolutionaries, Camus readers, liberal students, equal rights pleaders, what's going on now that y'all are the leaders?
Where y'all at?
Your nose, it's us that's thinking. It all can't be blamed on the party of Lincoln. The left and the right got the country sinking. Knock the scales from justice hands and set our eyes to blinking. Patriots, compatriots and true blue believers, brilliant thinkers, overachievers. All you, when I was young, we were so naive. Y'all started like Eldridge and now you're like Beaver.
Where y'all at?
Symbolize freedom and pride. We got scared after King and the Kennedys died. Corruption and graft, and we taking stride. Sitting around like owls, talking about who lied. All you poor folks, victims of rich folks' gains. Rich folks, y'all get ripped off in the same name. All you gossips cackling about a dirty shame. Whistleblowers crying about who's to blame.
Where y'all at?
About the black and it ain't about the white. They'll both get together to make your pocket light. When you just keep on paying and paying, do your jaws get tight? Taxes, that's your real inalienable right. All you Afro-wares and barbershop experts, conspiracy theorists and political disconcerts, big baggy pants wears with the long white t-shirts, the good man to counter with the bad man asserts. After 9-11, level, the whole world was ready to love us. Now everybody can't wait to rub us. We're running all over the world with a blunderbuss, and the Constitution all but forgotten the fuss. Feminists and brothers, fathers and mothers, I guess you'd pimp your daughters if you had your druthers. All you is not me, it's always others. You watch the crimes, you close your shutters. Folks watching Fox and CNN News, seeking a cure for the red, white, and blues. Well, it won't matter which side you choose if we end up paying international dues. All you, in my day, it used to be frauds. All you, so what? Leave it to the lords. All you, well, I just deal with whatever cards. All you extended adolescent American bards.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. I'm your host, Bird, and today I'm going to be asking a question. Where y'all at? How come everybody ain't out in the street? Because the kids say they're fighting for the 99%. So unless you're a multi-billionaire, you would have to be more powerful and more rich than Steve Jobs was to be part of the 1%. He wasn't even part of the 1%, okay? So where y'all at? How come you ain't out in the street cutting it up? What's up? Cornell West is out there. Michael Moore's out there. And a whole lot of kids that we don't even know their names. And they're all fighting for us. So Wynton Marsalis gave us Where Y'all At from his CD, From the Plantation to the Penitentiary. Aptly named. And now Shamika Copeland's going to ask that burning question. What does this sound like? They're trying to tell us what it is. Well, what does this sound like?
Love is tumbling. Dreams are crumbling. We are looking for a place to hide. People are hurting. Certain they got God on their side, and they're saying that he's talking to them personally, but it sounds like the devil to me. Hard as I'm slaving, there ain't no saving. I'm never gonna see. They treat us all just like family, but it sounds like the devil, sounds like the devil, sounds like the devil to me, but it sounds like the devil, sounds like the devil, sounds like the devil to me. A bunch of real smooth talkers got people.
Shamika Copeland, daughter to the late great blues man Johnny Copeland, with from her CD from Telarc Blues, the CD Never Going Back. Sounds like the devil. A whole lot of people talking these days. Now, if you saw somebody on the street getting hurt or beat up by strangers or by cops, would you go help them? Would you lift a finger? Do you care? Does it matter? Does anybody care? Well, the Fabulous Thunderbirds got one, and they're asking that question. Do you know who I am?
I was watching the news the other evening. There was an old man on the street taking a hell of a beating. He cried, "Lord, have mercy. Please, somebody save me." But no bystander of that day got a medal for bravery. As I watched those kids beat him to the ground, no one even bothered to turn around. The next thing I saw struck me kind of funny. There was a famous actress trying to get me to donate my money. You see, feeding the children of the world is a noble idea. But what about the starving children we got right here? There's a whole lot of kids in poverty in Detroit City and New Orleans. Next door to my neighbor for 15 years. He come knocking on my door, his eyes full of tears. He said, "I lost my job on the GM assembly line. And I just come over here to say goodbye. My payment is 3 months old. Thank you.
unto you. If you treat me dirty, baby, I'm gonna treat you dirty too. If you love the life you live and you satisfied, if you love the life you live and you satisfied, maybe fast or slow, live until you die.
Here we go, babe. A one, two, a one, two, three, four. Corner with a nickel and a key, trying to find someone to come and go along with me. I'm trying to make a living, I'm trying to make a living, I'm trying to make a living, best thing I can do. Well, I'm gonna pawn my coat, I pawn my shoes, pawn my clothes that have never been used. I'm gonna pawn my watch, pawn my ring, trying to tell you people don't pawn everything. I'm trying to make a living, trying to make a living, I'm trying to make a living, best thing I can do.
Kim Wilson of the Fabulous Thunderbirds right there. Trying to make a living, an old classic. Before that, we heard from Duke Robillard off his brand new one, an old Dave Bartholomew classic called Do Unto Others as You'd Have Them. Now, I believe that's called The Golden Rule, isn't it? Before that, the Fabulous Thunderbirds with a little song called Do You Know Who I Am, about Kim Wilson's time living in Detroit, really rough town. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, we have one of the occupiers from Occupy San Francisco. And I do believe, Ryan, is that you? Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Ryan, you're with Occupy San Francisco. Why don't you go ahead and just briefly introduce yourself to the folks?
Sure. Well, my name is Ryan, and I've been down here for the last 4 weeks organizing with Occupy San Francisco.
Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from originally?
17th to the 19th, and I drove across the country, and I'm over here now.
Okay.
And things are going well.
And describe the Occupy San Francisco. I know you guys started out on Market Street right in front of the Federal Reserve, and you only had a little piece of sidewalk wide, and then you had, 50 feet long or whatever. And then you kind of moved down to the end of Market Street at Justin Herman Plaza. And I know you guys have been raided a couple times by the police, and they've confiscated your stuff. Speak about that.
Yeah, we were raided once at Market Street in front of the Federal Reserve Bank, and we were raided once at Justin Herman Plaza, which was last Sunday night, Monday morning. And when that happens, the police come, and they surround us with about 100 riot police in full uniform. They don't surround us. They surround our camp, and then they take everything we have, blankets, medical supplies, food, tents, tarps, everything. The first time they did it, they surrounded us with riot police and had the DPW, the Department of Public Works, throw everything away. This last time, the Department of Public Works workers refused to do so.
Really?
And so the police did it themselves, and they were extremely destructive with it. They broke all our computers and our easy ups. And this time, instead of our materials being at DPW, like the law states they're supposed to be, they've been completely thrown away, and the city cannot find them. So the last raid, we lost, our entire kitchen, our entire medical unit, tarps, tents, people's clothes, people's personal belongings, and it was all trashed and nothing's come back.
So this is basic just harassment then by the police, right?
Absolutely. But the beautiful thing is that our encampment was built within an hour of them coming. The last raid, we already had a kitchen back up. And now I'm looking at it as we speak, and it's more beautiful than it ever was before. So it really seems that every time they do this, it just flourishes. And there's a real resilience here in this community. So.
We're talking to one of the occupiers from Occupy San Francisco, live on the air here from Stanford University, and it's Ryan. And Ryan, speak a little. A lot of folks out here outside the Occupy, and most everybody in the country is part of the 99% that you represent. A lot of these folks are saying, well, what do these kids want? What are they doing out there? Why are they out there? Can you just briefly... you're an occupier. You're there. If you were talking to somebody who had no idea what you were doing, speak on that a little bit.
Sure. Well, the people that come out here are very diverse and have very diverse reasons for being here. They all have different backgrounds, different problems that they've seen and analyzed in the world, different solutions that they may have. It's really diverse, yet there is a very central theme of people basically knowing that it's time to create something better than the system that we're living with right now. My personal approach to this is to try to create a better world within the shell of the old so that the systems that we rely on can become unnecessary and kind of wither away. So that's what I do when I help set up a kitchen that feeds people 24 hours, and we serve 3 hot meals a day at Occupy SF, and we have a full medical team, and we provide full medical care. And we do all of this horizontally, all this through voluntary cooperation, all this for free. And it's really creating a better world now and here directly. So that's what I think a lot of people are here to do. And then there's also a lot of people who are very interested in various kinds of political reform, political change. There's various revolutionaries and radicals of all types. There's a very diverse crowd. We had an interfaith march come here and visit us at 10:30 this morning. So really everyone is represented here as far as I can see, as far as, you know, who is able to be represented in a city like San Francisco is concerned. I don't see it as homogenized as some people are claiming it to be. And from what I see on the ground, I really do run into pretty much all walks of life, at least that I would expect to see in now, San Francisco here at Occupy SF.
Now, as far as meetings go, you all have a meeting at least once a day, right?
Yeah, we have a general assembly at 6 p.m. every day and 12 p.m. on Saturdays. That's when everyone's voice is heard, everyone speaks who wants to speak, and we come to our decisions by consensus. So, we go through a process in which people voice their personal opinions. They bring up proposals for the group, and then the group works on those proposals until it's something that everyone consents to, and then we pass these by consensus. That's how we come to our decisions.
Very cool. We've heard about that, and I'm sure that's one of the more interesting parts, because that's what real democracy looks like. Everybody gets a say-so and everybody gets a vote, right?
Right.
Ryan, we don't have a lot of time on the air because we're going to get in touch with Occupy San Jose after this segment. But what I do want to do is let you use these airwaves now. You're in San Francisco. You're at Justin Herman Plaza. That's at the foot of Market Street. You guys don't intend on going anywhere. What do you guys need in the way of anything right now?
Well, thank you. There's multiple ways to get to us. We're at Justin Herman Plaza, which is at the intersection of Stewart and Market Street, and it's also across from the Embarcadero. And you can reach us at OccupySF.com or OccupySanFrancisco@gmail.com. But the things that we need are many. Some of the most important things that I've gotten are field voice recorders for our new media team, power inverters, 400 watts or more, because we use a bicycle power generator to create our power. We're right now using motorcycle batteries, and then we run those through an inverter so we can use the electricity. We're about to start getting lithium ion and gel batteries, because the fire department would like us to stop using lead batteries, and it's kind of a blessing in disguise, because now we get to explore more sustainable forms of power. We're also trying to build composting toilets, so if people have designs for composting toilets, they can email them to us. They have designs for cob ovens and other sustainable earth-based infrastructure that would be really helpful. Sleeping bags.
Where would they email where would they email to if they're going to email a plan for a composting toilet?
That'd be great. It'd be OccupySanFrancisco@gmail.com. It's spelled out in one word.
All right.
OccupySanFrancisco.
Okay, and continue with your wish list.
Sure. Books would be really great. Some people in specific have requested law books or books on ecology.
Okay.
Garden supplies are also very much requested. People are really starting to get into planting food and planting medicine and trying to make this a regenerative space. We unfortunately, for now, it seems, people are asking for locks and chains. We are kind of working to create a society which we won't need locks and chains anymore, but for now it seems that we need locks and chains, sleeping bags, tents, dry erase boards, shelving, an Energizer XP1800 external laptop power supply is one very specific request.
Okay.
We've also heard requests for bullhorns and maybe someone wants tablets, like the iPad-type tablets, because then they can use them to go around and do outreach and social media work on the ground.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, we have about 20 different working groups, from legal to media to communications to gardening, and our list is extensive, but you can find us at OccupySF.com if you have more. We obviously always need medicine, vitamins, food, water, things that people need to survive, and then everything else is just whatever we get, we can do more creative stuff with it, and we can work harder with more materials. So it's really up to people. But walkie-talkies, blankets, things that keep people safe and warm, things that keep people healthy and fed, and things that can keep us in communication with each other and with the outside world are probably the most helpful things.
Very cool. And if people wanted to really get in touch with you, they could come down any Monday through Friday at least at 6 o'clock and be part of the meeting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 12 p.m. on Saturdays. We're having General Assembly. Everyone is welcome to speak. And, in fact, that's what we want more than anything, is people to come down and participate.
Okay. Ryan, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your work and your fighting for all of us. We know it, so I want to let you know that all of us out here appreciate all your work.
Thank you. No problem at all.
Thank you. We'll stay in touch, and you take care of yourself.
Yeah, you all too. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That's Ryan from Occupy SF. And if you feel like helping, OccupySanFrancisco.org, or just go down to the foot of Market Street right at Justin Herman Plaza and visit them. You know, they don't bite. They're just like us. I was at a meeting last week. They're okay. They're cool. They just want the best for all of us. Hey, but you know, asking the burning question, you know, why did it come to this? Why have we just gotten to the point where people feel like they got to get in the street and try to change things from that way because the politicians and the media won't listen? Why is that? Well, of course, do you really want to know? Do you really want to know? You say you wonder why folks have to hate and hurt one another, why they can't stay even, Steven, and live brother to brother. You can wonder in one hand and spit in the other, 'cause baby, you don't really wanna know. How come there's always plenty money for some bullets and some bombs, but there's never enough for some nurses or some teachers or some moms? Ain't it cheaper filling Frigidaires than filling up tombs? You don't really wanna know. Watch the world through the windshield of a gasolmobile. Only stop to scrape away the bugs that down it. You don't know or care what's changing hands underneath the table. Just as long as it's got plain apple pie on it. How come terrorists and Texas T-boys share the same last name? Power brokers play with politics like some petty private game. And no matter who you vote for, who you get is just the same. Oh, baby, you don't really wanna know. Different way from how they always go. Do the haves just have to keep on reaping everything the have-nots sow? Will creature comfort say so long when conscience says hello?
honey, you don't really wanna know. You know I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but baby, you don't really want.
His name is Earl Thomas. He lives in Northern California. And his latest CD is called Introducing the Blues Ambassadors. And the song was How Come? How Come the Jailhouse is the Biggest Building in Town? And right now, ladies and gentlemen, to answer, to maybe help answer that question, we got Occupy San Jose on the line. Brandon, is that you?
Hi, yes it is.
All right, speak real loud into your phone, okay? We got kind of a weak connection.
All right, is this good?
Yeah, talk as loud as you can, man. I got you pumped up real high. Brandon, all right. Brandon, you're with Occupy San Jose. Now, we just talked to Occupy San Francisco. Go ahead and introduce yourself and speak a little bit about the Occupy in San Jose.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Bianco. I'm just one of the occupiers. We are a local grassroots democratic movement in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street, the movement in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Our purpose is to encourage activism and a visible and accessible activism. So we're taking it to the street, or we're taking it to City Hall to let people know our discontent. We will not tolerate the wealthiest 1% buying our government, nor the politicians selling it. We don't believe that they have the right to sell those away, and they have. We are trying to actually get the 99% to get our voices heard, not just the 1%.
Right on. And are you an original resident of San Jose?
I'm from about a half hour down in Morgan Hill, but I've lived here since I started college, when I started college 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And what brought you to the Occupy?
I had been seeing it in Occupy New York, and just seeing people actually talking politics for once and not Jersey Shore really led me to just want to go there, because even if my thoughts in the world didn't line up with them, which no one's thoughts really line up altogether with anyone else's, it's great to have that discussion going so we can really find what's wrong and what the problem is that needs to be solved.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brandon, they had a shot on Channel 4 News this morning on the TV of one of the occupiers in San Jose holding a sign, standing up on the top of a building, and it said, "Wake up, America." Were you aware of that at all?
Yes, I was, actually. Yeah, he's been there. He was even up there when the police came, because the police came by again last night for the third out of four nights in a row. He was up there, and they couldn't get to him, so he was just staying there with the signs the whole time.
And what has been the action of the police to the occupiers in San Jose? What have they been doing?
Originally, it wasn't so bad. It was just them writing citations. But now, actually, they've come, again, three of the last four nights, they came by and made arrests and actually put all the people who were sleeping. They come by between 2 and 5 a.m., so when no one can expect it, really.
Uh-huh.
They come by and they arrest everyone on site that they can. We actually have a disabled person or two in the camp as well, so they only can cite them. So it's actually it's interesting to see that. So we always have at least one occupier there, even after the arrest. But they've been arresting us and actually stealing all of our equipment and supplies. So we have to retool with new tents and everything each time. It's really tough, especially for some of the individual occupiers,
mm-hmm.
because they haven't given any of the things back yet. They're not going to until Tuesday. Even for the people who were booked on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
One of them actually has to continually feed his meter in front of his car because they have his car key, and they won't give him back. They
also have
his phone, and so he can't travel or call his job to even tell him why he's gone. So he's missing some work. He's feeding the meter in his car every day, and he's just stuck. It's really not a good situation.
It's a lot like the story we heard from San Francisco, and it sounds like the police are basically just harassing you all. And when they put you in jail, what, you get out in a matter of hours? Or do they keep you overnight?
Since they take us in usually late at night, like at 2 or 4 a.m., it takes a little while to get bail and everything set. So it seems at least 8 to 10 hours is how long they're taken away.
Wow. Well, look, let's do this. What do you all need in the way of stuff for all those that are listening right now? If they can come down, you're at 4th and Santa Clara, right in front of City Hall in San Jose, in downtown San Jose. People can just walk right up on you. You have meetings every night, too?
Yep, meetings every night at 7 p.m. and okay. Our largest meeting's actually on Sunday at noon.
Okay.
That's the one where the biggest issues are usually discussed and decided upon.
Okay, and what do you all need in the way of supplies right now?
Well, because of the arrests and stuff, and because of the confiscation of equipment, our first and foremost, it would be great if we can get some extra tents out there, some air mattresses, blankets, sleeping bags, the things that you just need to sleep, the very essentials there. After that, things like, it's flu season, so actually things like Dayquil and Kleenex would actually really be helpful right now. Not too hard to provide, hopefully. And then just for night times, you know, be able to look and keep ourselves prepared. Flashlights and C batteries are great.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, just things like trash bags, paper plates, napkins, an ice chest, non-perishable foods, maybe prepared food would be great as well. There's soon to be, if you check the website, there's a place to see, to say if you want to donate, you get an email saying if you'd like to donate at a certain time, so you could actually get put to schedule. You can order 4th Street Pizza, which is right across the street, local business, nice to support.
Mm-hmm.
Order it for the camp. Without even having to leave your house. There's a lot of things that can be done just from the website and getting in contact.
Okay. But, and Brandon, what is the website?
It's OccupySJ.org.
Okay. Brandon, time's tight for all of us, and I know you got work to do, too. You keep up the work. You know all of us out here support you, and we're going to get you back on the radio as soon as we can. And remember, we're all behind you 100%.
All right. Thank you very much for this interview. It's very helpful.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Unsustainable, unmaintainable. We've gone too far and now it's uncontainable. Let's tear it down. Let's tear it down and start. torn, start all over. Let's tear it down, start all over again.
Now is the time. Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect of the women of the world, just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land in the world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can. Why can't we if we want to? Yes we can.
I know we can make it work.
I know that we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can. Great gosh almighty, yes we can, I know we can.
The future, the little bit of boys and girls, and make this land a better land, and the world in which we live, and help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can. I know we can. Yes we can. Why can't we if we want to? Yes we can.
I know we can make it work.
I know, that we can.
I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Great gosh almighty. Yes, we can. I know we can.
Times like those old times. Though they may fade away, ain't no further from you than a smile away. There's no songs like those old songs. I love the way they play, just like those old friends you got. Keep changing every day. There'll be good times and there'll be bad times. In time I hope you'll see I've been a good old friend to you as you've been to me. Been to me.